This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. Today, the theme is all hands on deck. It's been a couple of month ride with the Stanley Cup playoffs, of course, and we've got a Game 7 Stanley Cup final tonight. I, along with Mike Somich, Aaron Halterman, put my reputation, put my life on the line for this Panthers team in the final. And of course, they go up 3-0. So laying $1.35 before the series started, it's like, oh my gosh, that was cheap. Now all of a sudden you come back around, that doesn't even exist anymore because you get a better price. One game for everything. Lay $1.12 with the Panthers as we take a look at the board right now. Dustin Swedelson at the D, alongside a bronzed and very handsome, Mike Somich, who had a long weekend with the boys in Vegas. You can catch Mike at VSiN.com, of course, host of The Handle Saturdays and Sundays. And he joins us. I'm going to start with some positivity here. This is an email, sharpmoney@VSiN.com, from Alan Castle. Hey guys, thanks Somich for the 5-horse and the 8th at Gulfstream on Saturday. I made a nice profit on that one, and it kept me alive in the late pick 6, and I only lost one race by a head. Huge payout, and that's from our buddy Alan Castle. So that's a good job by you, Somich.
Yeah, that was a nice horse to have there. It was a 10-1 morning line horse. Ended up going off at 15-1. We had a $50 bet in the article over on VSiN.com. So horse paid $27 to win. You would have had that 25 times. So about, I think it's what, $500, something like that, that you cash in there if you'd you followed the article there. So glad to hear someone had it. It was the first leg of a mandatory pick 6 payout. That ended up paying $18,000 for a 20-cent base bet. So that was the key horse to have. Everything else was pretty gettable for the most part.
That is, wow, what a payout on 20 cents. Okay, first off, you sound good, but there is some residuals. You can hear the weekend in your voice, and just you must be feeling a little taken aback at this point. How do you feel?
I'm feeling good. I this morning, it was a little rougher. This is the best I've sounded in 36 hours. We've been playing craps, essentially. We've had 8 sessions. And we do a shot every single time we hit the point, and we also chest bump. So if you've been around the Fremont area and seen people chest bumping at a craps table, that's me and my idiot 40-year-old friends who all do this every time. It was fun last night at Circa. We're playing, and we hit a point, do a shot, we chest bump, and then one of the handle cuts comes on, and like I'm on the big screen chest bumping someone on the back. And someone's like, wait, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Probably shouldn't be here right now.
No, it's great. It's a good opportunity. And by the way, in real time, while Somich was explaining the weekend, we had, it looked about 4 or 5 Oiler donks in their sweaters behind chanting. So the Oilers, they've got travelers. We just heard from Dan Rosen down in Florida, and they're invading Las Vegas as well, boys.
And come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen a Florida Panthers sweater in person anywhere on planet Earth, and I've definitely seen plenty of Oilers gear everywhere I've ever been, so a bit concerning.
Yeah, I texted Somich this morning, and I said, look, no pressure. I assumed you were already home. Somich said, look, I'm in rough shape, but I'll do my best to rally. And then right before the show started, we got a text. I'll see you in studio. I mean, this is a tremendous surprise. I thought you were already home.
No. I actually had a 9 o'clock flight tonight, and I moved it up because my wife's like, you're not coming home at 9. That's not happening right now. So I was able to move it up.
Oh, so you were planning to watch the game here?
I was going to watch the game. Well, I thought, like, we don't get a lot of opportunities, as all of us have kids, all of us are married, to be able to get out. And so, like, when I booked my travel, I'm like, I am extending this out as long as possible, assuming everyone else would too. Two of them took a 7 a.m. flight home this morning.
See, that's a mistake.
And, like, the others are leaving at 1, and so I'm like, okay. Do I want to sit in Vegas by myself for another 8 hours? Or so I move the flight up.
You can't do the 7 a.m. flight because it ruins the last night. Because the last night has to get cut short because of that.
We went to bed at 3 in the morning.
Okay, then maybe not.
We did not cut it short. Although I didn't appreciate I was in the room with one of them who had to get up at that time. So I also was woken up that early. However, I was able to get back to sleep, which is nice.
Well, you had a great weekend, a profitable weekend, per Somich, per usual. Before we get to tonight, let's go back to Friday night. I'm sure you were with the boys. The group was buzzing. Game 6, we talked about the Panthers needed to get off to a good start, and they did not get off to a good start on Friday night.
No, they didn't, and it was a pretty disappointing effort. It just it didn't like seem like they had the energy that they needed in the game. The forecheck just wasn't there. Of the three games that they lost, I thought Florida looked the worst here in Game 6, which is really concerning going into this Game 7. I thought it was interesting. Line opens at minus 115 everywhere. We've seen consistent Oilers money come in. I'm surprised we're sitting at minus 112 right now for the Panthers. It's all about minus 110 in a lot of places. You're even seeing the Oilers start to go to minus 115 favorites in some places. 60-plus percent of the bets on the Oilers in this game. And I called one of my buddies who's very good at making hockey numbers, and I was like, what do you do with this game? Because if you use your priors, this is an incredibly cheap price on a Panthers team that everyone has ranked higher than the Oilers. But if you use your eyes the last three games, the question is how are the Panthers going to be able to turn this around, because it's been such a big struggle. So I'm not surprised we're seeing Oilers money. If you believe in your priors, this is a huge opportunity to come in on the Panthers minus 112. We saw them at minus 135, minus 145 earlier in this series. You're getting a massive discount, but your eyes also tell you what are they going to be able to do differently, specifically from last game. The energy's got to come up. The energy has got to be better, and they got to figure out how to get back to that forecheck. And they have to score the first goal. We talked about this. They've not scored the first goal the last three games. We talked about it on Friday. It's so important for Florida to be playing from ahead, not playing from behind. We'll see if they can get it done tonight. That first goal is going to be massive.
So right before Game 6, you know, we were having just spitballing the conversation on the air. I said, if Florida loses, what do you think we open for Game 7? I said, I think it opens 120. DraftKings open at 120, and as you just said, Mike, it's been coming down steadily, 115, bounced back up to 118, and now it sits 112, which goes back to a couple of weeks ago, a conversation you were having via text, and I said, I'm thinking about going heavy. And at that point, as you mentioned, maybe it was up to minus 135, 140 right before the series started. And I got I'm out of jail free, right? Because now I can bet the better price, and it's essentially I'm betting the series.
You do. You get the better price. And before the series started, Florida was the better team. Through three games, Florida was the better team. The last three, they have not been. And so it's do you believe your priors? Do you believe your eyes on the last three? And either way, it's a great price. Because if you believe your eyes, this is a really easy Oilers bet at minus 108. If you believe your priors, it's a really easy Florida bet at minus 112. So I think you just have to make a decision on which way you want to roll there and go for one or the other. We haven't seen a home team win a major championship in Game 7, though, since 2013, when the Miami Heat won Game 7 at home, which is wild. And then the total in this right now, sitting at 5.5, we've seen them been bet down toward the under. 16 of the last 17 Game 7s have gone under 5.5. I would say, like, a little asterisk, though, a lot of those games happened in a much more defensive era versus what we see now. So I don't think it's just an automatic play the under, but I'm not surprised we're seeing the under get back quite a bit. And I like the survivor play. I played under first period. I do think that's a good look. I don't expect a ton of goals early.
Okay, a couple things. This is the 18th Game 7 in Stanley Cup Final history. Matters to Samich because it's the first since 19 when his Blues went on the road and beat the Bruins. Road teams have won three straight Game 7's Stanley Cup Finals. So, and as you mentioned, across the majors, six straight Game 7's have been won by the road team. So, however, I will say of the 17 Stanley Cup Final Game 7's, the home team 12-5. So you can build it either way. Here's what I'll say to you, Mike. Forget that Saturday 8-1. I don't care about that game. Florida was horrific on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Did they leave the five-hour energy back in Sunrise? No juice, no nothing, never felt like they were even threatening.
That's the scariest part of this game, is that you had, like, with the Stanley Cup on the line, how can that be the effort? Now, the juxtaposition of that is, man, they got reamed for it, I am sure. And I would expect you're going to see a big-time effort early from the Panthers. You see the energy all the way up here. Now, you're going to get it from the Oilers, too. So the question is that Panthers energy going to be able to allow them to establish their forecheck and put pressure on these Oilers defenders? When they were winning games, they were turning over the Oilers defense and putting the puck in the back of the net off it. They have not been doing that the last few games. The Oilers have been able to get out of their zone very easily. That is going to be the key for this Panthers team. How many turnovers can they create in their offensive zone, and how aggressive can that forecheck be? So you have Edmonton dumping the puck into change versus being able to skate up the ice with speed and have their talent be able to make plays.
Big guy, we've had Bill Lindsay on, we've had Dan Rosen, we had, who else did I have that was making me feel better? No, it wasn't Fran Fraschilla. He was talking about,
hockey,
like, French basketball players.
Yeah.
I ask you, vibe check, How does Samich make you feel right now?
His point about them being reamed for what went down in game six and how bad they look, I like it, but I've gone back and forth here. Bill Lindsay said it's not Bobrovsky's my X factor. That is my issue. I don't like how he looks. I don't like how pucks are getting past him. And I thought Bill Lindsay made a good point. He said it's not just him. It's everyone in front of him allowing these situations to happen. But I'd also argue that they were reliant on him playing out of his mind for so long that they just thought he could handle a lot of this. And that's an issue. Then we had Dan Rosen on. He went back and forth. He said, sure, Bobrovsky's a great goaltender. There's a record of him being great at this level in big games. But also there's a level of concern based on what we've seen the last three. I have gone back and forth. I don't know how to feel. I am on a pride point with this where America's got to come first. But I am very, very nervous that Edmonton's going to get it done. I would say this, though. You pointed out all the stats about all these teams in Game 7s. None of those teams that won those Game 7s on the road had to win three straight prior to get there. So you have to wonder at some point, Edmonton, with what they're throwing at Florida, when does Florida figure out how to stop it?
Okay. Well done. The Bobrovsky thing, I actually thought Bobrovsky was awesome early in Game 6, Samich.
Yeah, he was their best player early in that game. And the scoring chances have been just another level the last three. That's where Florida needs to cut it back. They have to pin the Oilers in their zone and take control of it. I think the game's properly priced right now from a coin flip perspective, but it depends if you want to go priors or you want to go eyes, because either way, it's a good betting opportunity.
Literally, you have nowhere to be until your flight. Do you want to stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, I'll stick around for one more.
All right, there he is. And he didn't mention, but he does look very tan and good. We're coming back. Sharp money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Continues 13 months, $199, get a month for free. Unlock this deal using the promo code SHARP. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get everything we offer, including our NFL betting guide, which drops on the 27th, coming up this Thursday. VSiN.com/subscribe. Okay, we're back. It's a big day. Game 7, best two words in sports, of course, down in Florida tonight. Oilers have won three straight. It's essentially a pick 'em. And we're discussing Game 7. Dustin Swedelson, our buddy Mike Samich, is there before he boards his flight. Now, think about the bad beat on his wife. So he gets together with his donk friends. They all travel to Vegas. She's home with the kid, right? He's there all day. He's all there this weekend. He's hanging out at Stadium Swim. He's betting this. He's betting that. He's just having a hell of a time. Craps, all this. And again, his wife's home watching the kid. So then he says, all right, so I'm going to fly back home and I'll land about 5. So then we're going to hurt you. You pick me up and then we're going to hurry home and I'm going to get in front of the TV and watch 3 hours of Stanley Cup hockey. That's a bad beat on your wife.
Yeah, I almost didn't move the flight up so that we wouldn't have that situation. But then also, like, I could tell with via the text, it was a little bit saltiness that I was the last one here and the flight was that late. So it was a tough decision. But my goal here, and I've been prepping for this moment for these entire playoffs, I bought my daughter a hockey stick. We have a puck that we use in the house. So I'm going to try and get her into the game, and her mascot for her elementary school is the Panthers. So she's invested in rooting for the Panthers as well. So I'm going to try and make this a daddy-daughter bonding experience and make that the reason that we're watching the game.
That is a tremendous job, because then brownie points with your wife, like, he comes home, he's engaged with our daughter. I love that guy, because right now she hates you.
Yeah, off the plane, you're dad mode. Immediately. You are 99% in charge.
Yeah, immediately dad mode. The nice part is we are doing summer camps right now, not school. So, like, she got dropped off at the summer camp today around 8:30.
Tired out.
Wife doesn't have to pick her up until right before 5. So my wife has been able to be home by herself all day today. So there is at least some time for her there to relax and enjoy it.
Let's spin zone that. Oh, yeah. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that. I was gone all day, not up in your business, had the house to yourself. Definitely spin zone that a little bit.
I did that for you.
I'm angle shooting. I'm going to have to shoot some angles here to try and make it a happy wife, happy life tonight.
I wouldn't have wanted to be on the other end of the text when you had to admit to your wife that the rest of the donks had already left and you were still in Vegas.
It's a tough look. It's not a good look.
Well, you know, Nah, we're not even trying to justify it.
easy, big fella.
I got to tell you, I just heard myself come out of Mike Sandwich's body.
Take it easy, Mike. Think about what you got, a foggy brain right now.
Yeah, we're not in the best shape to try and pull one of those out, so we're just going to let that one roll.
Uncle Patrick was trying to help out there. just take it easy. All right, so we did get a nice message from Nish Gandhi for Mr. Samich here, big guy.
He said, tell Samich I got 85 cents value on Cole Reagans tonight at home with a no to bat in the ninth for the Royals at minus 160. The money line was minus 245 at the time. So a big savings for him betting no to bat in the ninth. It's only a matter of time before they remove this market because you've called it out.
I'm interested to see if it starts to get moved. I've seen in a couple shorter favorites, we're starting to see the money move toward the money line versus toward the run line. So it's been interesting to see some adjustment in this since we started talking about it. But with these big favorites, which is where we originally targeted this, you're still seeing some massive edges to not bat in the bottom of the ninth. We were able to get a significantly cheaper price. And it's been great for me. I mean, I think I'm 13-2 right now over the last 3 weeks with this bet, putting it out. Again, can't bet it myself because it's only available on DraftKings. But everyone out there listening, go get a DraftKings account. This is the only place I've seen this. Can you bat in the ninth? Yes, no. And it's a great way to get value on favorites where you're laying a less of a price and not having to win by two.
Yeah, and shaving 85 cents, Nish. It's a tremendous job. And kudos to Samich for digging that one up. Okay, so that's where we stand. That's baseball, Susan. We're coming back to the Oilers and Panthers. First off, you're going to have to lay a price, but you do like that first period under a goal and a half.
Yeah, I do like the first period under a goal and a half here. I don't want to go full game under because this is like the ultimate, hey, they're going to pull their goalie super early. We talked about it on Friday. I know a couple people cashed in with overs after three. That Florida goal, when it went to 3-1, I immediately bet the over in the game because that set up a situation where you're going to have a long period of time with the goalie pulled, or Florida's going to close it up. And if they make it 3-2, you're expecting a goal toward the end of the game as well there. So keep an eye on the total in-game. I like playing the third period over. If it's a two-goal game for either side, that's the best possible scenario to take that third period over. If it gets to two at any point in the third period, I like the game over as well. But in this first period, I do think you're going to see Florida play with a ton of energy. I think they're going to play much more defensive style. They don't want to fall behind either. They know how important it is to get this first goal. And I think that push comes, and that kind of keeps this to a more defensive period. It's also, you're not going to see as many whistles tonight. The bottom line is the refs don't want to decide this game. I don't expect as much power play time. Again, especially early in the game, I don't think you're going to see penalties. And if that's the case, I lean pretty heavily toward this first period under. So that's the only bet I have in the game right now. I have Panthers for the series, so still rolling with that. I would bet the Panthers if I didn't have anything on it, though. To me, the priors, as a math guy, as someone who's bet for this long, the priors at this level just don't justify the price on the Panthers, even though my eyes are concerned with what we've seen the last three games.
Yeah, but I think that's a good distinction. I like the way that you laid that out. It's you're a poker player, so you're literally just trying to get the best of it. You're shoving based on math. You're not necessarily concerned. So, again, it's like you'll count the money once the poker game is done, but if you have an edge, a perceived edge with your math, you have to shove. And that's kind of where you're at as far as this. If we were to play the dangerous game of what we've seen over the last, well, first off, what we've seen is we've seen the Oilers score 18 goals over the last three, which is tied for the most in a three-game span in the history of the Stanley Cup Finals. So the eyeball test doesn't look great for the Panthers tonight.
No, it doesn't. And that's one of the reasons where if you are going to come bet Panthers, I wouldn't bet this until 5 minutes before the puck drop. I think it's going to be Oilers money consistently coming in as we get closer to game time. I think you're going to get a better Panthers price. I think you might even end up somewhere in that minus 105 range for the Panthers to be able to win this game if that Oilers money consistently comes in. And just like if you like the over, I would not be betting it right now. I would wait because I think you're going to consistently see under money come in as well, and you're going to get a better price on the over if you wait. If you want the under, if you want Florida, or if you want the under or the Oilers, I think you bet them now. If you want Florida or the over, wait till game time to get a better number.
Certainly you can't measure what I'm about to say with math, but pressure certain. Like, there is something to this idea that these are human beings. And it's like we had Bill Lindsay, who's played in a game seven. He said the hardest thing is waiting for the puck to drop. You're jumping out of your skin So it is going to come down to which team kind of settles in early and just gets in the flow of the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge thing. I think the crowd's going to be really interesting. We've seen Florida not have a big-time home ice advantage in some of these playoff games, and I expect you're going to see a lot of Edmonton fans down in Florida as well. So I think that's going to be interesting to see how hyped up this Florida crowd is and if it's going to be, you know, 80%, 70%, 60% Florida and what that split is going to be like, because that's supposed to be the edge. You've got the home ice advantage. At certain lulls, the crowd can give you that energy to be able to push you through. I think the pressure is squarely on both these teams, though. I don't think you can underestimate the pressure the Edmonton Oilers feel to try and win one for Canada, and specifically Connor McDavid feels, because he is the best player in the world, and now that you're in this situation in Game 7, you expect him to get it done. And conversely, this Florida team, this is their fourth chance to close them out. I mean, at some point, that just has to eat away at you. And so I think both these teams come into this game with quite a bit of pressure, and who handles that pressure the best? Who handles that first 10 minutes, doesn't make stupid mistakes, doesn't let their emotions take over their game, is going to have a very good chance of winning this hockey game.
Yeah, I think, like, where I agree with you, I would generally say the pressure is 100% on Florida, but I think the Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid angle, getting into their later 20s, and when will they have this opportunity again, does add when you have a transcendent, two transcendent players, frankly, I think it adds pressure to, we've been building up with these two to get this, and we finally have an opportunity at our fingertips.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. The Oilers aren't the best team in the NHL on paper. This isn't a team that you just expect that they can get back there year after year, even though they do have the best player in the world. And so these opportunities do not come all that often. And McDavid's been playing since, what, 14, 15, 15, 16? This is the first time he's been in a Stanley Cup Finals. He doesn't know when he's going to be back. And he needs a cup to solidify himself. We've got Crosby with a couple. Obviously, Gretzky has a ton. Lemieux has quite a few. If he wants to be one of the best ever, he needs Stanley Cups. And this is a phenomenal opportunity for him. And the first time he's ever had the chance. And now it's so close, right? After being down 0-3, you're like, well, maybe it's not this year. Now it's 3-3. This is a huge opportunity for his legacy, and he's got to be thinking that and feeling that.
You know what I will say before we say goodbye? If I'm an Oilers fan, there's one person I'm not concerned about at all, and it's Stuart Skinner. He's been great.
He's been very good. Florida's chances haven't been as good as they were early, but he has been solid, and he hasn't let in like the fluky bad goals that he let in right against Vancouver and other series. So hey, he's been a rock in there, but with Game 7s, you never know, Patrick. One bounce of the puck and everything can change.
Dude, on Friday night when they hit when Canada just started hitting their national anthem,
oh, it was over.
It was so freaking awesome. You have to admit that, big guy.
We need a better song, guys. Our song's too difficult.
We need a bop.
It's too showy. It's too difficult. Canada's flows, and the person singing doesn't even have to sing it. The crowd does it. It sounds better.
Samich, you're the best. Good luck tonight in many ways.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Those mics.
Go Panthers.
Aaron Halterman is next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSiN.com, best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by your state, betting tools, and the betting guides. It's all there at VSiN.com. So we got you back here, Sharp Money, and today was all hands on deck. I'm cramping up like I'm playing in a Game 7. Just so everybody knows, I'm going through it as well, not just the Panthers and the Oilers. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D, downtown Las Vegas. Of course, Samich just stopped by, and today's about the boys. And so we had to have an emergency. Aaron Halterman, part of the group. The boys will be buzzing tonight, no doubt. He is RacingDudes.com, Mr. Plus Money Prince, and he joins us. And so here we are. It's been 2 months, and we've been battling. You've been giving out winners. Stanley Cup playoffs, Progressive Guest Line brings you Aaron Halterman, and we've literally come down to one game, my friend, one game.
It's nerve-wracking, right, guys? Yeah. I feel like we're all in this tonight. We're all together. We're all playing a part in it, right? And I I cannot believe we're here. I just keep saying that. I've got a friend visiting. I just keep telling him, I can't believe we have a game seven tonight. This thing seemed over. It was going just like we thought it would. There was no stress. And then game four happens. You're still not worried. But guys, these last two games, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The Panthers have been destroyed in these games. And that's the element of like scariness for this one. If you're losing tight ones, that's one thing. But you're 5 minutes, 10 minutes into the game, guys, and it's over. We're changing the channel. We're changing it to baseball. I mean, it's been ridiculous.
If you throw out game four, 8-1, okay, aberration. Game five, kind of a stinker. All right, but this is a tough, mentally tough team at home, kind of a stinker. What kills me is game six. On Friday night, I thought Florida was pathetic, Aaron.
I can't argue it. I mean, we come out and it's like the first couple minutes, it's like, okay, I think they're into it, you know? And then all of a sudden they're just getting outshot like 10-1. And again, you look up and it's like, well, they scored, and you look up, well, they scored again. They did come out and get that goal to make it 2-1. And that was disallowed. And honestly, guys, when that was disallowed, the game was over. They just got absolutely annihilated even more and more and more. Not that they ever were really in the game to begin with. And kind of what you said, look, yeah, it got disallowed, but it's early second period. It's still 2-0. Rally, do something, show some sort of life. Give us anything to be hopeful about. They did none of it. They just got destroyed in that game. And that's, again, I'll go back to it again. You're not really worried. If you go out and you lose 4-3 in overtime, or it's 4-3 in regulation, was close, you're like, they're right there. You're feeling okay. But the way these last three games have happened, it's just like they are not competitive in these games. And that overall, like 3-3, it's a crazy shock, right? But the fact that the Panthers haven't even put up a fight in these games, it's baffling to me that this could be happening like this.
So Samich just brought up a good point. So like before the series started, I kind of got that, and Dustin knows it because he's known me for a long time. I got into that mode where it's like, I think I want to go really heavy on this. And, you know, for my little world, whatever that would be. And so I was saying, I want to go heavy. I think at the time it was $1.30, $1.35, $1.40, somewhere in there before the series started on the Panthers. If we did talk after game three, I would have been like, I can't believe it got $1.35, right? Yeah. That was a crazy price. Florida was the better team. But now it's like, based on the before price, now I essentially have a redo and I get a better price, because the series price on the Panthers right now is 112. That's exactly what it is right now, Aaron. I can lay $1.12 on will they win the series, yes or no?
I mean, call me crazy. I still like the Panthers in this game tonight. I still believe they're the better team. And I know after the last three games, you see that and you go, well, how can you say that? But again, you look at the whole regular season, if you look at the first three games of the series, if you think about the things we said, even after game two, not forget about when they get up 3-0, but they're up 2-0 and they're like, well, look, well, the Oilers may get one, but this is over, right? They just look like the better team. And so I would still bet them. I would still bet the Panthers in this situation. I'm still going to bet them tonight to win this game, because at the end of the day, they are at home. I think that is a big angle in game sevens. They do get this game at home. Yes, the Oilers have won three in a row, but winning that fourth one is very tough. We've seen that in the past. There have been teams come back and make it 3-3 and couldn't get the job done, more than so that have got the job done. So you have that angle going as well. And again, if your opinion still is, look, the Panthers are a better overall team than the Oilers, then you're getting the price you want. Like, if I would have told you guys the Panthers are going to be now, they're -105 to win this game before game one, you would have said, well, sign me up for that. I don't really care what happens in between, right? So,
yeah,
guys, I still think they are the play here. I'm trying to not get over emotional about what we've seen, because logic tells me when you watch these two teams, or when you look at these two teams' rosters, the Panthers are still a team to beat tonight. They're at home with a chance to win the cup. But I get anybody that's like, look, this has gone off the rails.
Well, let's throw up the graphic. That was a good one, guys, where the adjustment of the series price throughout as the series has progressed, because it it's a visual roller coaster that I think will help some people. So there it is, $1.35 to open. After game one, Panthers jump up to $3.50. After game four, this is hilarious, the Panthers up to $4.50. This is why I said after game three, I really like my $1.35, because after game three, they were minus 2,500 to win it. Then it dips down to minus 1,100. Then it dips down to minus 330. And now we're down to $1.12. That is one of the craziest visuals we're ever going to see, boys.
I don't know that I've ever seen that as you put that graphic up right there. Here's another thing to just another data point. Let's say the Oilers, like you said, they're after game three were 13-1 to win the Stanley Cup, right? You could have bet them, say you bet the Oilers, let's say in March, I think they were like 6 or 8 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup. So even though they had made it to the finals, you could have got them during the finals at a higher price than you could have got them in like March. So that just shows you how much, and again, you can listen to us all day, but everybody, all the books, everybody said, this is over. You price things like that, that's pretty much just, okay, we're just giving money out for anybody that's crazy enough to bet, you know, that crazy price on the Panthers at this point.
So my assumption, without even asking, is you'd be on the first period under a goal and a half.
Yeah, I tend to lean under for this game, even though it has went over the last couple. I really think the Panthers kind of counter tonight with a defensive style. So I would be under a goal and a half first period. I don't really want to play the full game under because it is juiced pretty hard to that under 5.5. And I don't want to do that. But that under a goal and a half first period makes a lot of sense here. I think that is a definite play for me tonight. I think really when you really get down to it, the biggest problem has been the game has been played in the Oilers into the ice way, way too much. And there's no excuse for that. The forecheck for the Panthers should be good enough where they are controlling this puck a lot of the times, getting the puck in deep, playing, you know, have the style that they want to play. So if it tends to lean towards the Panthers a little bit more tonight, I think under a goal and a half first period, it makes a ton of sense. And the under overall, I think, makes sense tonight as well. But again, I don't know how much you want to lay on that. It is kind of juiced towards that under, which gives you a little bit of hesitation.
You're not going to be laying the goal and a half, are you?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Thank God.
Look,
it's group gets awkward when you got to lay 1.5.
Now it's plus 235. The price is there, right? But you know what, guys? It's a just win situation tonight.
What are you laughing about, Dustin?
It's just finding ways to take shots at Aaron is really hard because he's so nice. So you're like, you're making it hard for all of us, man, as a friend, when you lay a puck and a half, because we can't just root for one goal and a win. You make us root for two goals, and then it makes it difficult.
The amount of times during the Stanley Cup playoffs, I've been on the same team with Aaron, but then I'm like, oh, I can't write what I want to write in the group because he's still got to get another goal.
Yeah, exactly. You just need a win. He needs two.
Yeah. So I mean, okay.
Look, at the end of the day, I'll take the blame if it falls apart, and partly because of what you guys just said. I've got big shoulders. I'll take the blame tonight if it falls apart.
Kind of a interesting trick to wear Oiler blue on the hit today.
Well, look, I told you guys, I came in with a video for game six, had the red on. I'm reverse psychology. Maybe it's me. Maybe I've leaned too far in, so I'm going to go Oiler blue tonight. It just try the reverse psychology, guys. I'm doing everything. You got to pull out the stops. Like, it's game seven. Maybe it is me that's the problem. Look, we got to look within, right?
I got a job for you. Okay. You're going to be the one that gets, you're going to be the first text to the group that gets us buzzing tonight. I think you need to be the table setter.
I can do it. I can take the responsibility. Like I said, I get full credit if we win, and I get full credit if we lose. I'll take that responsibility if that means we get the win, guys. So when I get off here, I'll send the message.
No, you got to wait a little bit. Let it breathe. Okay. Will Heather Halterman be into the game tonight?
Yes. Yeah. She's already down in her seat getting ready for it. Yeah. She's excited about it tonight. We've got full hands on deck for this one. She knows what's at stake, guys. She's ready to go.
Panthers it is. Aaron, we needed an emergency hit. So thank you. RacingDudes.com. Dudes who bet sports. Good luck tonight, my friend.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good luck.
There he goes. He may have made me feel the best. That's what I will say. We'll come back. We've got the family plays. We'll be right back.
is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Okay, all day Thursday, we've got you covered. Of course, with NFL training camp starting in less than a month, the VSIN experts have been hard at work to get you ready for the upcoming NFL season. Our all-new VSIN NFL Betting Guide drops this Thursday. It's packed with everything you need to dominate the NFL season. We've got in-depth profiles on every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, proprietary betting trends that you're not going to find anywhere else. But that's not all. Our experts have weighed in with their best bets on season win totals, futures, and props. Whether you're a season bettor or just getting started, our NFL Betting Guide is your ticket to a smarter, more informed betting season. And to celebrate the release of the guide, VSIN is going all in with our special and all out with our special coverage throughout the day. Tune in this Thursday for expert analysis, insider tips, and all the NFL insight you need to start the season strong. Remember, the only way to get our all-new NFL betting guide is to become a VSIN pro. So visit vsin.com/subscribe to sign up today. Okay, Sharp Money, final segment. We've got some family plays for you. We just had Aaron Halterman with an impromptu. We had Mike Somich stop by IRL with an impromptu hit about Game 7. Dustin Sweetelson live downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher as we welcome you back. So I think Halterman, I think he made me feel better. I think.
But hold on. But he's not a nervous person. Like, he's very much a pragmatic, good person. And part of it, the psychology behind him, is he wants to make us feel better because he's a good dude. That's what makes me concerned.
Yeah, look at him. He's smiling. He's happy.
Yeah, that makes me concerned about how positive he is because he knows we're on edge. He knows we're nervous about it. And he's like, guys, everything's fine. Don't worry.
Okay, then I'll just tell you what I'm doing. With no confidence, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, with no confidence, I'm going hard on the Panthers. This is literally the worst. Don't heed this advice in the slightest. I don't like my bet. I'm just doing it because I'm just doing it.
Well,
I've just been so, it's pride, it's stupidity, it's whatever. And I do think it's a coin toss is what I would say.
So here's what I would add. Our pro tip. You have become the lesson of the pro tip. Everyone has different theories for hedging. Prime example is this series. You could have had after game 3, 13-1. After game 4, 7-1. Versus now having to sweat out the game 7. I would say, though, if we've gotten here and you did not hedge at those spots, there's no point in hedging now. So you might as well do like we're doing with the NFL guide on Thursday and go all in on the Florida Panthers.
All right. Yep. Exactly. Let's get to our family vids. I think we're going to start with a hockey play from our buddy Manny Davidson.
Yeah, you know, the freak in the desert at Hump Day_hockey. He has been awesome when it comes to this. He also grabbed a little Edmonton +275 on Friday to win the cup. And he's now going to give you his Sharp Money family play for today.
Sharp Money family play.
And it all comes down to this. Game 7 for the Stanley Cup. This story will be told to my children's children. I am 31 years old, born in 1993, okay? The same year the Florida Panthers were introduced as an NHL franchise. And the same year the last Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. This is history, boys. If this don't get you going, I don't know what will. We're going in strong with a +275 ticket. Oilers to win the Cup. Essentially a money line ticket on Edmonton for tonight. That feels good. But we're still firing. First period under -130. Edmonton first period. Ty Nobet -105. And Zach Hyman over 3.5 shots +135. I think the Oilers do it tonight, boys. And if you're feeling froggy, Calder Cup AHL Championship tonight. I have Coachella Valley +105 against the Hershey Bears tonight in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Looking for this series to go 7 as well. And don't forget, the NHL draft is Friday, boys.
All right, there goes Manny Davidson. He's got a bunch of bets. You can go to VSIN.com if you didn't hear them all clearly for the plays. You like that one.
Coachella Valley versus Hershey Bears. And by the way, the draft is here at the Sphere. That's actually kind of cool.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're doing it at the NFL, Sphere.
NHL draft is at the Sphere.
Yeah, NFL missed out by 2 years.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we've got a college baseball play from our buddy John Bowman.
Yeah, the College World Series has gone to three games, which is the max that they can go to. We've got a big one tonight. John Bowman, former scout with the Blue Jays, also worked at Tulane for the baseball team, and he's got Baseball with Bowman. Find all of his information on Twitter, at JohnBowman11, and here he is with a Sharp Money Family Play today.
What's up, Sharp Money? It's John Bowman from Baseball with Bowman here. We've got the College World Series Game 3 tonight. Winner take all. Nothing better you can get in sports here, so I've got to give you guys out a free play. We're going to go with the under 10.5. Tennessee, Texas A&M, under 10.5. Justin Lampkin starting for Texas A&M. He's been lights out this postseason. He's pitched very well. I believe he's only allowed one or two runs the entire postseason so far. Then on the Tennessee side, you got Xander Seagrass going. He's pitched in this position before. He pitched in the Game 3 in the Super Regionals to get to the College World Series. He pitched a very important game earlier this week. He's been dominating overall. I really think this game's going to be low scoring. Tennessee has their bullpen arms available and ready. On Texas A&M side, they might not have Chris Cortez available, but you could bring in their ace, Ryan Preger, to pitch an inning or two, and they also have one of their dominant starters in Evan Aschenbach going. So I think everyone's going to have a short leash here. No one wants to let the game get away from them. I like the under.
All right. Under from John Bowman, College World Series. Good job by John. Dustin, you've got your three-teamer with the no wins.
Yeah, look, it's going pretty well. 4-2 so far, up 2.13 units on this. Cashed on Friday at plus 110. I like taking it down from the four legs down to the three legs here. So we're going to roll with today. Your boy Casey Mize not to win. First leg of the parlay, taking on the Phillies and Aaron Nola. I just don't trust that offense. And I think the Phillies' bats will get to Casey Mize. Miami's Rodery Munoz. He was part of one of the early versions of this parlay. Going to keep fading him along the way here. And then finally, our last leg, Patrick Corbin. Everyone's favorite guy to beat up on every time he starts. In San Diego against the Padres team coming off a loss Sunday to Milwaukee, but they've been red hot going into it. They've got the knuckleballer Matt Waldron on the bump. I think Corbin's going to lose there. So we're going to go three legs, Mize to lose, Munoz from Miami to lose, and Washington's Corbin to lose. That is minus 132 juice on that parlay.
All right, good stuff, big guy. So there you have it. Before we get out of here and get prepared for game 7, let's close some tabs.
Let's see. You said it's the greatest two words in sports, game 7. Technically, it's one word and one number, for being specific here.
Fair.
Let's see. Talking about Edmonton, and it was Dan Rosen from NHL.com was like, you know, people in Edmonton, they're from Edmonton, like that. There's not much to do there. All they have is the Oilers, right? That's all they have.
Good point.
So I Googled, what is there to do in Edmonton? Here were the top three search results. Number three, you can go to Fort Edmonton Park. It's a historic site. Number two, you can go to the Alberta Legislature Building. That sounds riveting. And number one in the year 2024, the number one thing to do in Edmonton, go to the West Edmonton Mall. That's where we're at in Edmonton. That's what there's to
not,
do.
Not great.
A bit different than South Beach.
The Cavs are hiring Kenny Atkinson, who was the Nets head coach, been coaching with the Golden State Warriors. So the Cavs are set to hire Kenny Atkinson, in case you care.
And it feels like Kenny Atkinson was pushed out because he made the team play hard and try hard, and they didn't want to do that. They wanted to take days off, from what
That's
I remember.
That's factual.
All right. The last Canadian team to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup, the 93 Canadians, Vincent Damfus, Eric Desjardins, an all-time name. Eric Desjardins is one of the great names in sports history. Patrick Waugh, Dennis Savard, John LeClair, Matthew Schneider, just an awesome, awesome team. The Oilers, their history you mentioned earlier, obviously Gretzky, obviously Messi, obviously McDavid, but let's not forget about Jari Kurri. Let's not forget about Paul Coffey, and let's not forget about Doug Weight, some of the all-time greats for the Oilers.
Grant Fuhr, I, those are all from my childhood. Love hearing those names.
Let's see. You suffered from cramps, electrolytes, more water, bananas will help you in that regard. And that is it for my tabs.
All right, big guy. That brings us to, that's it. That brings the show to an end. Oh, I should thank everybody. We had a busy show today. Let me just do this. Fran Fraschilla ended up being great. Bill Lindsay was great. Dan Rosen was great. An impromptu special appearance from Mike Somich and Aaron Halterman. So that's it. Are you going to be part of the chat tonight?
I'm in. You know why? Because I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. USA all the way today, closing it up. Canada does not get the cup back.
Because I want to stand up
next to you and defend her till the day. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.